It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hanson, your host. On this weekend show, we are going to hear an update on business and economic development in Tuolumne County. We're pleased to be joined on the telephone by Cole Prisabella, Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance. Cole, it's great to have you back on Motherlode Views.
Yeah, it's great to be on here. BJ, thank you for having me this morning. I appreciate the opportunity to share and hear a little bit of about what's going on in Tuolumne County businesses.
Well, speaking of business, just this past week, there's been a lot of change when it comes to business restrictions in the area with the governor's stay-at-home order for the region. Are you receiving many calls from local businesses and owners asking about it?
Yeah, absolutely. When we have a change in any of the shelter-in-place to the tiered system to now a stay-at-home order, there's always an increase in questions. And specifically, we went into a stay-at-home order on December 6th based on some ICU statistics. And what I've heard from our public health is that we will be in the stay-at-home order until about December 27th, at which point the state will relook at those ICU statistics and make a determination. So potentially December 28th, depending on how it works out for our community and public health. They asked me to reiterate that one of the things that we can do to make sure that we come out of a stay-at-home order is practice the basics, wear a mask, wash your hands, and practice some social distancing.
So from an overview, big picture perspective, what are kind of the changes that the different sectors are now put upon them?
The real big changes and the ones of the questions that I get the most are from the lodging, retail, and restaurant side of the stay-at-home order. And really what that means for lodging is that it goes back to the time when we had a shelter in place, which is it's a non-essential travel guests only. So it's a way to discourage non-essential travel. Then for retail, there's a change to a 20% capacity, but it does allow for 35% capacity for grocery stores. And there are some specifics about how the staff are not included in that occupancy limit. But then also there are some recommendations for how you determine and then make sure you're having a system to ensure that there's only that amount of capacity. And then for restaurants, there's really an encouragement to stay open, but for takeout and delivery only.
I saw that you've been having some more webinars as well. It seems like you've been ramping up those events following the stay-at-home directive. There was one this past Tuesday in regards to restaurants. Was some good information discussed?
Yeah, we have a really great Valley Sierra SBDC, so that's a Small Business Development Consultant Center, and they do a lot of great webinars, and we partner with them. And we had a restaurant overcoming winter webinar on last Tuesday, and really there was a lot of great information shared just about kind of how to digitize your POS system and also work within the supply chain changes and also be prepared for any of the changes that comes with the stay-at-home order. So one of the things that I found particularly interesting was that this expert was recommending that restaurants consider a 50% reduction on their menus. So really focus on those things that might not spoil as fast and then also allow you to limit how much inventory you're keeping within the restaurant. And then also consider ways to turn the tables over. So rather than continuing to encourage waiters to offer a dessert menu, why don't you offer a dessert menu to go or some of those meal kits to go or even cocktails to go? So there was a lot of good, great recommendations and ideas that pertain to restaurants.
You know, what type of help is there from the county level right now to businesses who are impacted by COVID-19 related challenges?
So actually there's two things that's going to be available both from a county and then a state level. So currently, the county, until Tuesday, December 15th, will accept applications for a county business grant. And this business grant is the same one that we've talked about for the past few months. It started at $2,000. We raised it to $10,000, and it's now at $25,000. So if you've already applied, you can reapply again by just sending an email to Jason Terry or myself, and we'll get you connected. But again, the really obvious things that this grant will cover are the PPE, so any of those hand sanitizers, masks, that you purchased all the way back from March, but it also allows you to really kind of broaden what is applied. So if you've purchased anything because of the coronavirus, in essence, that's what this grant is hoping to reimburse. So for example, a hotel applied with key card changes. So they've implemented a wireless way to get into their rooms. One business applied with a restaurant, and they've developed a phone application so that they could have orders done digitally. And then some businesses are applying with computers and equipment so that they can go virtual, which is really what that grant in the county is encouraging, which is making the move to virtual. And then what's to come is that the state just approved, and it's waiting in the legislature to get approved, a $25,000 grant for businesses at will as well from the state level. Now, the reason I am hesitant to give too much information so far is they haven't approved it, but also we don't know how it'll apply with the county grant. So can you duplicate? What will be able to get reimbursed? How do you actually apply? None of that has been shared or determined or open for me to share yet. So when I do have that information on the state $25,000 grant, I will absolutely share it with all the businesses.
So it sounds like it's really encouraging businesses to think out of the box, to think about ways that they're adapting with this COVID-19 pandemic and hopefully maybe find some ways to cover those costs.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that I've been kind of excited to share that business grant is really we covered the PPE basics, but when we can start to help businesses purchase or get reimbursed for things that will really help them go virtual in the short term, but also in the long term with new POS systems or really a phone application that will allow them to not to be able to take orders virtually, I'm excited to share those resources.
And before we move on to other topics, if people were interested in wanting to get more information on COVID-19 related aspects, like you just mentioned, what's the best way to find more information?
Yeah, there's three ways. So you can go to tcdisasterassistance.com. That's the website our department created at the beginning of this pandemic. Right across the top is a banner to the application. And also we created a blog that kind of just shared some more information. Second, you can always send an email to myself or Jason Terry, or you can text, call me at 209-288-4030. Happy to facilitate getting you any questions or resources you may need.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with Cole Prisabella, who is the Tuolumne County Director of Innovation and Business Assistance, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. During this first segment, we've been talking primarily about COVID-19 related aspects. We'll be moving on to the quarterly report and looking ahead as well during the upcoming segments. A programming note as well, next week we'll be hearing from the board chair of the Calaveras County Supervisors, Marita Calloway. She'll be getting us up to speed on everything happening government-wise in Calaveras County. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.